Well, good morning. Lovely. I've got a bit of music with a good morning there as well. A little jingle happening. Listen, lovely to see you this morning. Really welcome to St. Phil Road Presbyterian, especially if you're new with us or you're visiting with us. My name's Ben Walker. I'm the minister here. But it's especially great to have the girls with us this morning from the Girl Guides organisation, from the Rainbows and the Brownies and the Guides and the Rangers, and all their great leaders too. And if you are parents or you've been brought along with the girls this morning and you're visiting with us or it's your first time here, you're really welcome. It's lovely to have you with us. And do stay around for coffee and refreshments afterwards. We're really looking forward to hearing from the guides and the brownies and the rangers and the rainbows. And we've got all their flags here to represent their different units. And we're going to hear a bit of a history of the guiding movement that I think is going to be interactive, so you've got to be prepared to join in with that. A few actions, get ready for that. We're going to hear a little bit about Thinking Day and some of the girls' hopes for the future and some of the skills and leadership they develop. And they're also going to lead us in prayer. So that's going to be the first part of our service. But we're also really excited to have Sarah Coughlin here as well. Sarah works for Scripture Union in Northern Ireland. Until about a week ago, you were a schools worker and working in and out of lots of schools in East Belfast. But now, Sarah, you're heading up Youth Ministry Coordinator. Sounds a big, important role. So it's great to have you with us. And Sarah's going to tell us a little bit about Scripture Union, but also bring a message from the Bible for us this morning. But first, we're going to begin with some Bible words that call us here to praise and worship God together. And then we're going to pray before we sing. The Bible says this: "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let's come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the King above all gods." Let's just pray for a moment as we start, shall we? Awesome and loving God, we come to worship you together today. We come to sing and pray and listen because we know that Jesus, you love us and you have given yourself for us. We know that you forgive us all our wrongdoing and you call us into life together with you. We know that you are with us by your Spirit, and you never leave us. You always hear us when we pray. So, Lord, help us to listen to you today and to worship you together. Amen. We're going to stand and sing our first song, My Lighthouse. The band will lead us.
I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse.
Folks, take a seat. We're going to hear first from the guides, who are going to lead us in a bit of a history of guides and Thinking Day and about leaders. We're going to hear from the Brownies, who are going to talk to us a little about Thinking Day and the hopes of the future. We're going to hear from Heather, who's the leader of the Rangers, who's going to talk about leaders. And we're going to hear from the Rainbows, who are going to pray. They're going to come one after the other. This is just going to work beautifully and informally. So, guys, come on up and lead us.
Good morning, everybody. So the guides, we're going to run through a bit of an interactive story with you this morning. So there are some actions involved. So if everybody would like to stand up, that would be great, those of you who can. Okay, so when you hear certain words, there will be an action that you need to do after that. So we're going to, after we say the words Lord Baden-Powell, we're going to bow. Girls, so. Okay, when we say Boy Scouts, we're going to shout, be prepared.
Be prepared.
Okay, when we say Girl Guides, we're going to shout, we love guiding.
We love guiding.
Okay. And the same after Brownies. And when we say Lady Baden-Powell, we're going to curtsy. When we say birthday, we're going to shout happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
When we say the word world, we're going to make a circle sign, world sign. Yes, I think that's it. And then the story will follow on. So, and Thinking Day, yes, Thinking Day, we're all going to look very thoughtful. Okay. So I'm going to hand over to the girls here.
Good morning. Today we would like to tell you the history of the Girl Guides. A long time ago, there was a man named Lord Baden-Powell. He spent a long time in the British Army in India and Africa. When he was an adult, he wrote a book about camping, first aid, animals, and lots of other things. He called this book Scouting for Boys. Lots of boys in England bought the book, and they loved it so much they started little groups called Boy Scouts.
Be prepared.
Lord Baden-Powell had no idea how many boys there were in these groups, so he decided to call them all together for a big party in London. 11,000 boys showed up. But he was even more surprised by the small group of girls that showed up as well, stating that they were girl guides.
We love guiding.
Lord Baden-Powell was very surprised and began to think of fun things that girls
We love guiding.
Could do to help them grow in their own way and not just copy the boys.
In 1910, he asked his sister Agnes to set up the Girl Guides.
We love guiding.
And many units were formed as soon as they could find enough leaders and meeting places. The younger girls also wanted to join in the fun, and so the Brownies
We love guiding
was started for them. Later, Lord Baden-Powell went on an ocean cruise and met a lady named Olive Soames. They had many things in common, including the same birthday, and were married that same year.
Congratulations!
Lady Baden-Powell was a very enthusiastic and friendly person who wanted girl guides and brownies
We love guiding
to be known everywhere.
On February 22nd was the birthday.
Happy birthday!
Of both Lord Baden-Powell and Lady Baden-Powell. This was a very special day, and it was called Thinking Day. On this day, Boy Scouts,
Be prepared!
Girl Guides,
We love guiding!
Remember their friends all over the world. Now, each year, Lord Baden-Powell, who started the Boy Scouts,
Be prepared!
And Lady Baden-Powell, along with all our girl guides and Brownies.
We love guiding.
Friends around the world on Thinking Day.
What about girl guiding in Saintfield Road? Can please everyone sit. We have lots of girls who come to Rainbows, Brownies, Guides and Rangers on a Monday night, and we would like to see how many people here this morning have been involved in guiding anywhere in Northern Ireland or any other countries. Can we please ask the following people to stand up and stay standing? If you are or were a Brownie, please stand. If you are or were a Rainbow, please stand. If you are or were a guide, please stand. If you are or were a ranger, please stand. If you are or were a leader, please stand. We hope on this thinking day that you remember all the good times that you have in guiding, the skills that you have learned and the friends that you've made along the way.
Thank you.
So as many of you know, guiding just doesn't happen, and we need leaders to come and help us on a Monday night. So we asked the guides if they could tell us what they thought would make a good leader. So the guides wrote a recipe for a good leader, and Lois is going to come and read that out to you now.
A recipe for a good leader. A cup of patience, 5 drops of joy, 1 tablespoon of creativity, 3 ounces of fun, a pinch of generosity, a drizzle of kindness, 4 teaspoons of humour, a sprinkle of honesty, a kilogram of helpfulness, whisk together along with a liter of leadership, pour into a friendliness greased baking tin, bake into the comparison oven for 1 hour, and let cool and serve with a side of smiles.
As you've heard from the guides, World Thinking Day is a day that marks the international friendship of global girl guiding. The theme for this year is Our World, Our Future. All girl guiding members are invited to make the same promise. I promise that I will do my best to be true to myself and to develop my beliefs, to serve the king and my country, to help other people, and to keep the Brownie Guide Law. Global issues affect our local communities. Some of the badges and activities that we do in Brownies touch on these issues. We recently completed the Speak Out badge. The Brownies spoke out about their concerns and hopes for their world, for their future, including protecting the environment, people and animals. The girls would like to share a couple of these things with you.
We want to protect the environment and the planet. We want to protect the environment and the planet to preserve it for the future. We need to prevent waste and pollution, littering our seas, damaging animals' lives and water's quality.
We need to stop deforestation ruining animals' homes. We need to reduce the use of plastic and recycle more.
We want to protect people. We want equal rights for all. We want a world where everyone has a safe, warm home and enough food to eat.
We want peace.
Good morning. Aren't the girls great? It makes you proud to be a leader. This is me coming begging now for leaders. The 151st Rainbows, Brownies, Guides and the Beech Hill Rangers have been around from the early days of Saintfield Road, playing a big part in this church and the wider community. As you just seen, many of you have been members or leaders along our journey. You've heard from the girls this morning, and we do have some photos, I hope. Okay, at the end of the service. And that will show you that we are still active and thriving units where the girls enjoy to come and meet up with their friends, do activities and crafts, play games, have visits from animals, paramedics, dancers, etc. They work towards badges, go on outings, pack and camp holidays. The Rangers work hard towards their Duke of Ed Award, volunteering, skills, physical sections, training for and going on numerous canoe expedition weekends. Throughout all the different age groups of girl guiding, it's an honour to work with and help the girls and young women. As volunteer leaders in girl guiding, the role and responsibility may sound daunting. It's not just a Monday night. There are many hours of planning, preparation, training and qualifications that goes on behind the scenes. However, as leaders, it's both rewarding and fulfilling seeing the girls and young women grow in confidence, mature in their ideas, develop their skills and abilities, preparing them for their adult lives. Many of the skills learnt in guiding, like communication, organising, planning, working as a team and leading, are transferable and taken forward into everyday life, whether it is professional, personal or family. You may or may not have heard that after many, many years of service, we have leaders of our Rainbows, Guides and Rangers who are stepping down this season. This leaves our Rainbows, Guides and Rangers without leaders and in a vulnerable position. Without leaders, we will not be able to restart in September. We need to recruit, and that would be a very sad day for us. This is where we need your help and support. If you or anyone you know is interested and meets the quality of a good leader, as the girls had in their recipe, please come and speak to any of us to find out more and become a volunteer in an organisation where you meet great people, you have great opportunities for fun, friendship and adventures. We very much hope that after all the years the units have been operating and the fact that the numbers of girls is high in all the units at the moment, that it would be possible to hand over to new leadership with renewed enthusiasm and keep the passion for guiding alive and active in St. Field Road. Thank you.
Just as Deirdre comes up with the rainbows, they're going to lead us in prayer before we sing again. Let me just carry on from what Heather has said there. As she said, there's a number of people stepping down. Deirdre and Heather particularly have put in years and years of service. Heather, I think you told me 35 years of doing this, which I can't do the maths on that. That couldn't work, possibly, Heather. But people who have served for such a long time, and we're so grateful for them. And clearly that leaves opportunities and needs for leaders too. Heather also mentioned pictures. We've got a video to show. We're going to show it at the end because we go out on YouTube and there's lots of pictures of girls on there. Rather than show it now and try and dim it for all you joining us live, we're going to show it at the end of the service. So sorry if you're watching with us, you won't get to see that. But just as we end and before you go for coffee, we've got a 3.5-minute video which will show all the things the girls get up to, or just some of all the things they get up to, and the investment that is made in them and for them. And it all develops, especially around things like the Duke of Edinburgh that Heather leads on. So we'll watch that a bit later. We're very appreciative to all the leaders here, but the girls are going to lead us in prayer.
Thank you, God, for all the girls in guiding around the world, and especially for the girls here at St. Field Road. Thank you for all the support we receive from everyone here.
Thank you, God, so we can all meet safely today to praise you.
Thank you, God, for our beautiful world, for all the flowers, trees, oceans, birds, and insects. Thank you.
Help us to love our world. Help us to work with nature.
Help us to create a more peaceful future for girls everywhere. Amen.
Girls, thank you for leading us in prayer. As we think about a peaceful future and a world, and we think about the one who has that in his hands, we're going to stand and sing, "Our God is a Great Big God." Just before Sarah comes up, let me make a couple of announcements. These are for folks here, but anyone's welcome to join us in these. We have life groups who meet to talk and pray and read the Bible together. And they're on this week, this Sunday evening and during the week. If you're interested in one of those, do speak to me about that. Next Saturday morning, we've got a Scripture Union coffee morning. Maybe Sarah will mention that again, so you'll hear a plug for that again. But just to let you know, there's a coffee morning here from 10:30 next Saturday morning, raising money for Scripture Union and awareness of that. In 2 weeks' time, in the evening, we have Worship Louder, which is an evening of praise and a reflection together. So put that in your diaries there. The last thing I want to say is we've been saying over the last few weeks and had a bit in the announcement sheet about giving towards the earthquake appeal for the disaster in Turkey and Syria. Just to add to that, because we recognise not everybody is comfortable kind of using the online or giving money through the websites. So over the next couple of weeks, donations towards relief and aid for the Turkey-Syria earthquake can be put, if you just put them in an envelope, put whether it's a check or cash in an envelope and mark it Earthquake Appeal, and put your name on there if you've got a free will offering number that helps us mark that. Put that on the envelope too, and then we'll forward that all together as a church to Tear Fund, and that will go towards relief there. If you want to gift aid your donation and you've signed a gift aid pledge, just mark that on the envelope as well. So if that makes it easier for you to give and you want to give, put it in an envelope, Earthquake Appeal, name and number, just over the next few weeks, and put it in the collection, and that will be sent to Tear Fund to go towards that. As I said earlier, it's great to have Sarah with us from SU. Sarah, come and speak to us.
Hello, good morning. It's wonderful to be here with you all this morning. It's wonderful to have such a warm welcome this morning and to have some amazing presentations this morning as well. It's a hard act to follow, but I'm going to give it a go. It's lovely to be back in St. Phil Road Presbyterian. I was just saying that actually my late grandparents, were founding members of this church, so it's wonderful to be back here. You might have heard a lot about Scripture Union, or you might have heard a little bit about Scripture Union. I just want to give you a quick snapshot as to what Scripture Union is. If you have any questions, come ask me at the end. If you want to hear any more stories, I am filled to the brim with stories and could talk forever. So do come chat to me if you want to hear some more. But Scripture Union is a global movement. A fun fact that we love to share is that we're in more countries than McDonald's. McDonald's is in 118, SU is in 130, okay? And with 130 SUs, we actually share the same DNA. We share the same DNA and the same call that we read in Psalm 78, verse 4. The call that we will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. As an organization, we're determined to help people encounter God as we share his good news with them. Scripture Union in Northern Ireland is made up of a fabulous team, if I do say so myself. But actually, the SU family is not just about the SU staff. But actually, the SU family includes hundreds upon hundreds of volunteers. We are a volunteer movement. And without hundreds of volunteers, we just simply couldn't do the work that we do. One of the departments that we have that relies heavily on some volunteers is our Camps and Missions department. Hopefully you've heard about it before. I'm sure that you have. It's been amazing to see hundreds of volunteers leading our Camps and Missions throughout the years. Without them, I simply couldn't say to you this morning with a big smile on my face that we're going to have 36 Camps and Missions this year right across Northern Ireland. If you don't know what Camps and Missions are, Camps and Missions last for about 1 to 2 weeks. They are volunteer-led. It's an amazing opportunity to impact a local area, to share with them, to share with children, right up to young people, in a fun and engaging way about who God is, to share the truths from the Bible with them. I had the joy of being able to visit some of our Camps and Missions last summer, including just around the corner, this way I think, in Newton Breda Baptist. I got to visit Newton Breda Sism, and it was incredible. It was amazing. I wish I could have spent more than a morning there, but it was wonderful to see young people coming together, hungry, both physically, they fed them well with breakfast, but also hungry spiritually as well, wanting to find out more about God. It was amazing to see younger leaders really stepping up and sharing with people who aren't that much younger than them about a God who loves them and a God who sees them and knows them. We thank God for our Camps and Missions in SU. And if you want to take part in one this year, I've actually left at the back some of these leaflets. You can scan the QR code and see a Camp and Mission near you and get yourself booked in. If you want to take part, if you want to serve with us, you can take one of these cards and you can scan them again at the back. And I'd encourage you to do that. We're not just Camps and Missions, but also in SU, we also have a schools department, of which until very, very recently, I was a part of. 25 years ago, we started off with one skills worker, and now 25 years on, we have 12 skills workers across 10 areas of Northern Ireland. We want to be able to share the good news of God with every child, with every young person, and with every family right across Northern Ireland, not for the sake of it, but because we truly see and know and believe in the transforming power of God's good news. We'd love to see a worker in every single area of Northern Ireland. We're not doing so bad so far. In the past 5 years, we've seen three new workers. So we've seen a new worker in Uma and Castle Derg, in North Belfast, and in the Northwest as well. It's really exciting. As a past schools worker, I can just tell you it's an absolute joy and privilege to go into schools where the doors are open still, to a hub of the local community, essentially where everybody's gathering at least twice a day, to go in and to share with them about a God who loves them, to share some Bible stories with them. I think a moment that will stay with me for a very, very long time is being able to hand a child, it was like a P6 boy, a Bible, as we were about to open it together and explore the miracles of Jesus. And he looked up at me and he nearly handed it back to me and he said, "Oh, I'm not a Christian," like as if he didn't have permission to take it. And I said, "That's okay. You can take the Bible. We're going to explore some of the stories from it today." And he looked excitedly, he took the Bible, and he held it, and he's like, "I've never held a Bible before." And we opened it together. What a privilege to share with him about how to read the Bible, share with him about the miracles of Jesus, and what a joy to see him reading on at the end of the class to find out more about this Jesus as well. We don't want to just keep our schools and our camps and missions the same, but we believe, as I'm about to read in a wee minute, in a God who has and who wants immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. And so as of this week, as I said, we shared, I've just started a new role in a new department in Scripture Union. It's the Ministry Development Team. And so we want to be able to develop our volunteer work. We want to develop our primary engagement. We want to develop our youth work across these spheres. And we want to develop in SEN as well. I want to thank you for the support that you already give to Scripture Union Northern Ireland. I want to thank you for being a part of all of this work. I really want to encourage you to come along on the 4th of March. Please do come along to the coffee morning that will be held here in this church. There is a massive need for people to support the work, both prayerfully and financially. And so we'd love to encourage you, if you can, please be there and give as generously as you can. I would love to see camps and missions. How amazing to see more camps and missions across Northern Ireland. How amazing would it be to see every area in Northern Ireland having a schools worker so that churches can build a better relationship with their local schools as well. But I want to thank you for the support that you do give as well. Today, our reading, to start us off, is going to be taken from Ephesians 3, verse 20. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." I don't know about you, but I am one for reading the news, and I love in the morning time I scroll on my phone, and I love scrolling on my phone and looking at what are the news headlines this morning, what's coming up. But sometimes whenever we're watching the news so much, whenever we're listening to the news so much, sometimes we can get a bit depressed, and sometimes we can forget that actually the truth of what we sing and what we read in the Bible, that God is a God who really does have the whole world in his hands. What I love is whenever I'm reading the news and I'm getting a little bit depressed with what's happening, I love going to the Bible and reading the Bible, because actually in the Bible, there's still a world that is really messed up in there. I love reading about the fact that, yes, the Israelites actually hid in the clefts of caves and on the mountains from the Midianites because they were so afraid of being destroyed. Reading about the Jews who didn't want to touch anything that the Samaritans touched, that's how much they hated them. I don't love reading about that, but I love reading some of these stories because it reminds me that actually this world has always been a little bit messed up, but actually that through it all, we have a God who really does have the whole world in his hands. In it all, through every story in the Bible, we have a God who's sovereign and a God who's working for our good, a God that we can trust. And so this morning, I want to share with you one of those stories. I want to share the story of Esther. I don't want to do it alone. I've invited 5 wonderful girls to come up and to help me. So if you want to give them a big round of applause as they come up. Okay. Lovely, amazing. Okay, brilliant. Could you line up? Could you go, tell you what, I'm going to go this way. Okay, could you stand over here for me? Thank you so, so much. Lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Can you stand? So you're going to go right at the end. So if you go over here, and do you want to go? Do you want to swap places? Is that okay? Can you swap places? Perfect. Amazing. Brilliant. So what's your name? Hannah. Olivia. Aoife. Emer. Eva. Brilliant. Great. Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys. You're unbelievable. Okay. For the next 10 minutes, those are not your names anymore, okay? Your names are going to be Esther, okay? As we tell the story of Esther, you're going to be my five Esthers. Sound good? Brilliant. Okay. Now, if you're feeling really left out, don't worry. There's a lot of audience participation today, which is great. So whenever you see this coming up on the screen, I want everyone to give me the best "aw" that they can, okay? You ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, wonderful, you're amazing. Okay, when you see this coming up on the screen, I want you to give me a big boo. Give it to me. Yep, brilliant. With the hand actions and all, please. Okay, when this comes up on the screen, I want you to clap. We're really good at clapping. Wonderful. Okay, and the final one, my favorite, I want you to put hands up in the air and give me the biggest cheer you can. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1. Yay! Amazing. Okay, I think we're ready to tell our story. Okay, so our story starts off with a king, and he was a really, really powerful king. This was a king who owned a lot of land, okay, and he had a lot of money, and his name was King Xerxes. Now, King Xerxes had a very, very beautiful wife who was his queen, okay? And one day he had a banquet, and he wanted all of his friends to see how beautiful his queen was. And so he invited the queen to come to his banquet, but she said no. Now, this made the king really, really angry, okay? And so actually he said, I'm going to get rid of this queen, and we're going to have a brand new queen, okay? So I'm going to send my soldiers out to the whole land, and I'm going to get them to find the most beautiful of women to come to my palace so that I can have my pick of the best queen, okay? So this is where we meet our very first Esther, okay? Now, Esther was much loved, so I want you to hold that for me. Do you want to hold it up with both hands? Brilliant. Do you want to use your other hand as well? Perfect. Okay, so Esther was much loved. Now, Esther didn't have a mum or a dad, but Esther was much loved by her cousin Mordecai, okay? Esther was also much loved by God because Esther was a Jew, okay? So we're going to give Esther a lovely aw. Let's give her an aw. Wonderful. Brilliant. So Esther was taken to the palace with many, many other women for the king to decide who he wanted to be queen. Okay, so this is where we meet our second Esther. Okay, now Esther was taken to the palace and she had to get ready. Thank you so much. Okay, so how long did it take you to get ready this morning? 5 minutes. Amazing. I wish. Okay, it took me maybe 20 minutes. I was quite fast this morning. Okay, on a good day, if I'm going to a wedding or if I want to get really ready, sometimes it might even take me 2 whole hours. Okay, I've got a lot of work to do. Okay, but for Esther, it didn't take her 2 hours. Didn't even take her 20 minutes. It actually took her a whole year to get ready, okay? So she spent a whole year in the palace receiving the best beauty treatments, having the best perfume put on her. Can you imagine how amazing Esther would have looked? How amazing Esther would have smelt at the end of that entire year? And so at the end of that year, she was presented before the king, okay? And of course, the king decided that Esther would be his queen, okay? So do you want to put this on? You get the crown. Unbelievable. Okay. So we're going to give Queen Esther a big clap. Fabulous. Brilliant. Happy days. So all seemed to be going really, really well, okay? Esther was queen. Mordecai still loved Esther, and he really cared about her. So he went to the palace gates every day to hear how she was doing. Now, one day, Mordecai went to the palace gates to hear, and he heard some of the king's officials talking about how they wanted to kill the king. This really worried Mordecai, so he ran quickly to Esther. He told her what was going on. She told the king, and the king put a stop to the plan. They wrote this all down in the book of histories, okay, so that they could remember it. Okay, so we're going to give Mordecai a big cheer. 3, 2, 1. Way! Amazing. Brilliant. All was going really well. Esther was queen. Mordecai had saved the day as well, but there always has to be a bad guy, doesn't there? There was Haman. Now, Haman was a really bad guy, so we're going to give him a really big boo. Can you do that? Boo. Brilliant. Okay. Now, Haman was really bad. He had a lot of wealth. He had a lot of money. He was in a really good position, but Haman, it wasn't enough for Haman. He wanted more and more. In fact, Haman wanted everybody to bow down to him, okay, and honor him. Now, when Mordecai found out that that's what Haman wanted them to do, Mordecai said, no way, I'm not bowing down to Haman because I love God. The only person I'm going to bow down to is God. Now, as you can imagine, this made Mordecai, or Haman, really, really angry. Haman went to the palace and he told the king, he said, there's a group of people who aren't following your laws, okay? Now, Haman didn't really tell the king exactly what was going on. He tricked the king a bit. He said, there's a group of people not following your laws. Let's issue a decree to have them destroyed, okay? Now, when Mordecai found out that this was going to happen, obviously he was really, really upset because it meant that all of the Jews were going to be destroyed. So we're going to give Haman another boo. You ready? Go. Boo. Brilliant. Now, Mordecai was so upset, okay, that he actually, it's helpful in the Bible, he tore his clothes and he put a sackcloth over him and he put ash on his face, okay? I don't know about you, but if I saw a guy walking down the street with essentially a bin bag over him and ash on his face, I'd think that he'd lost the plot. But that's just how upset Mordecai was. Mordecai was so upset that Esther sent some of her servants to go and to give him some clothes to put on. Okay, when they went to Mordecai, Mordecai said, no, Esther, you need to go. You need to tell the king what's happening to the Jews. You have to do something about this. Esther was really, really afraid. She was really worried because the king had already got rid of a queen. He could easily have her killed. But Mordecai said, no, Esther, who knows that you have come to your royal position? Who knows that you have been made queen for just such a time as this, to do something about it? Esther finally agreed, but what I love about Esther was she said, okay, I'm not going to go until you pray. So this is where we meet our fourth Esther. Okay, can you come down here? Lovely. Can you kneel on that for me? Is that okay? It's nice and comfy. Okay, lovely. Brilliant. Can you go like this for me? Perfect. Because Esther said, I want you to pray for 3 whole days, okay? And at the end of those 3 whole days, I'm going to go to the king and ask him to invite Haman to a banquet. At the end of those 3 days, Esther went to King Xerxes and she asked him if she can invite Haman to a banquet. And the king said yes. Now, the night before the banquet, the king was tossing and turning. He couldn't sleep at all. Has that ever happened to you? Yeah, it's pretty hard to sleep sometimes. Sometimes you might read a book. My nanny, I remember she used to listen to the radio to help her to sleep. But the king, what he did was he had his servants read from the book of histories. And the very book, or the very bit that they read out, was the bit where Mordecai had saved the king's life. The next day, the king made sure that actually he thanked Mordecai properly. He put a robe on Mordecai, and he made sure that Mordecai went on a horse that he had around the city so everybody knew how much the king honored Mordecai. Now, this would have made Haman pretty angry, but Haman still came to the banquet. At the banquet, Esther told the king what Haman had done. The fact that Haman had tricked the king to destroying all of the Jews. This made the king really, really, really angry. And actually so angry that he ordered that actually Haman would be killed. He also ordered, though, that all of the Jews would be saved. And all of the Jews across the whole land would be protected. How amazing, okay? So, because all the Jews were protected, this would have made Mordecai and Esther and all of the Jews really happy. So they would have had a big party, okay? So this is the final one. So I think what we might do, I'll pull that, okay? Do you want to give that a big pull? And we're all going to cheer in 3, 2, 1. Oh, let's try it again. In 3, 2, 1. Oh. Oh. We'll try it again. In 3, 2, 1, ready? Woo! Amazing, brilliant, happy days. So everybody was really happy. Give me another cheer. 3, 2, 1. Way! Unbelievable. Now, I love the story of Esther. I love the story of Esther because Esther and Mordecai, they started off with hardly anything. But they started off with loving God and following him. And look at where he brought them. Mordecai ended up saving the king's life. Esther ended up becoming a queen, okay? And then actually saving an entire people, the Jews. I love it because it's exactly the verse that I read this morning, that actually we have a God who is able to do through his power in us immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. Sometimes the world, like I said, can feel really messed up, but actually we have a God who is desperate to work in and through us. We have a God who loved us so much that he sent his son down to earth to show us some of the amazing things that he can do here on earth through us. To die on a cross, to rise again, so that each and every one of us, not just Esther, not just Mordecai, but every single one of us can put our trust in God. We can follow him. And with that, we know that through him, we will have a hopeful and hopefully a peaceful future as well. Give these guys a big round of applause. Thank you so much. You can grab a seat. You can hold on to that. Thank you. Brilliant. Just to finish with, I'm just going to pray for us if we want to just, thank you, brilliant, let's pray. God, thank you so much for the story of Esther. God, thank you that you're a God who says that actually I want to do immeasurably more than you could ever ask or imagine. Father, thank you that you use each and every one of us to do that. Thank you that you sent your son so that we can have, just like Esther and Mordecai, a relationship with you, God. We can go on an adventure with you like never before. Thank you, Father, that you're good, that you're faithful, and that you're with us. Amen. Okay. If you'd like to stand, we're going to sing Be Thou My Vision. Thank you.
Folks, take a seat just for one moment. Listen, just at the end here, I want to say a number of thanks. So bottle up all your clapping, and we're going to do a big clap at the end of all the thanks. So hold it for a moment. But let me thank a number of people as we come to the end of the service. So I want to thank folks here for coming and being with us this morning, especially if you're visiting with us. You're not with us usually. It's lovely to see you here. Thanks for coming and being part of this. I want to thank the girls very much. Girls, thanks for coming this morning. Thanks for all you've done to lead us and speak to us and get us thinking about the history of the guides and Thinking Day and hopes for our future in a peaceful world and leading us in prayer and helping us think about Esther. Thank you so much for all of that. I want to thank the leaders for organizing that and putting that together, but more profoundly than that, for faithfully week after week, volunteer, time-giving, sacrificial work in planning and leading the girls, investing so much in them. And as I say that, don't forget to hear the call out for leaders too, but thank you so much to leaders. I want to say thanks to all the folk who week by week play in the band and do the AV and welcome and all that sort of thing. Thank you so much for your service in that. And to Sarah, thanks for coming to us and speaking to us about Scripture Union and also about the God who can do immeasurably more, as he did through Esther and he can do through us. A lot of thanks there. Let's give a big round of applause. In a moment, we're going to show a video. It's just 3.5 minutes, and it's got loads of pictures of rainbows and brownies and guides, and especially people out on doing D of E, Duke of Edinburgh, and getting their awards at the end. So sit and watch that before you go and get a coffee and refreshments. Unfortunately, on YouTube, we're going to cut you off. But we'll show the video in here, and you can enjoy that. But before we do, we quite often end with the words that Sarah read to us. So let me end with these. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his great power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.